prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 6 October 2020. Welcome to tonight's very special broadcast. In just a few minutes, we'll open up the phone lines for prayer. And I will soon find out how many people out there really have the courage to pray in front of thousands of people, asking for forgiveness in their own lives and asking our Father to forgive the church's lack of commitment to Him over the last 100 years or more. So you've always heard it said that, well, we don't have a prayer. Well, I have to say that's all we do have right now. We have a prayer. Nothing else is going to fix this country. Not Trump, not Biden, not the Supreme Court. No power on earth can fix America. If repentance before God, sincerely heartfelt repentance, does not work, there's nowhere else left to go. I want you to know that. And I chose tonight to do this because tonight, as you know right now in Salem, or up in Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, they are holding a prayer meeting right now, asking God to forgive His people, not the heathen, His people, for their apathy, indifference, and ignorance of the truth. We'll get back to that in a minute because we have a lot more to share on that. But before I do that, again, my announcements to make. Next Tuesday night, we're going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez with us from BioCare Hospital. Folks, I cannot in any way share enough information or use the right words to make you understand how important that hospital has been to thousands and thousands of people who are dying with diseases that here in this country that gave them up to die. Cancer, Parkinson's, and a whole lot more that I've seen cured from people that went down there for treatment. So Tuesday night, Dr. Rodriguez will be joining us with open phone lines to take questions about health issues. If you don't take advantage of that, there's nothing I can do about it. It's offered to you. He'll answer your questions on the air, and he'll answer your questions in his office during the day and counsel you for free. The man is one of the most caring, giving men, and I could tell you stories about him if we had time, that I've ever met in my life. In my mind, he is the top of the line on health care. That's just telling the truth the way it is. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with us. Discuss a lot of different things. You don't want to miss that. All right, so please don't miss that program. In the meantime, we're still offering, and they're more important now than ever, the 10-book packet of how pre-trib one, while they last. 10 books for $40. You take a copy, give your friends some. Why pre-trib one, and maybe somebody will get their eyes open to the fact that that's just a theory. It's not biblical. Never was biblical. It wasn't brought into this country until the late 1800s. So it's there. They're there if you want them. Get them if you want them. That's all I can say. And we're offering that because we want people to see the truth, folks. It's that important. And the teaching I did clear back in August now on the Mark the Beast, that DVD or CD may help save somebody's soul. I'm telling you that right now. It's available for $10 delivered to your door. Just let us know. Please let us know as soon as possible. You can call us in the office at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars a month if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I would love to hear from you on that. Make copies, give them to your friends, folks. They're not copyrighted. Make copies, give all you want to your friends. It could make a difference in their eternal destination, and that is the truth. Now, I do have a personal prayer request here tonight, by the way, for an office staff member. Anyone who calls this office has talked to Crystal. Crystal Joy has worked for this office now for over 20 years. She was coming back 20-some years ago to be with us about 2 weeks, so I found somebody else to work. Her 2 weeks are a long time. She's still with us. But she was tested positive for COVID today. That means the office, or she won't be in office for at least a week or two. Well, y'all know that. So keep Crystal and her family in her prayers. Her daughter's also running a fever. She's married with that little boy running a fever. You and I both know COVID is a hyped up bunch of nothing, but it's still a virus. And I ask you to keep Crystal and Faith, her daughter, and Noah, the grandson, in prayer. And all those that have been around her. So this one little Crystal's not feeling well. She's not over the hill sick, but she tested for COVID, so she went up all the way back here in office this week and maybe even next week. So I'll be here by myself, except for me and Marcia. It's going to be a little hectic, I'm sure, but you keep Crystal in your prayers, please, all right? Now, let's get started tonight. By the way, one more time before we get welcome on board, in case you didn't hear it last night, our three new affiliates in Florida. In Kingsland, Florida, WDTY 91.3. In Jacksonville, Florida, WTRJ 91.7. And in St. Augustine, Florida, WAYL 91.9. Welcome to the lineup and the Call Decision family. We're glad you're there. I know this is a repeat broadcast for y'all an hour after we're off. It's at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. But I hope you will get to know us better, listen to the programs, and maybe perhaps join us as a family. And we're in the office on Thursdays from 9 to 4 Eastern. You can call us, like I said, if you want to just speak to me and say hi. We'd love to hear from you at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, I've been on the radio, it'll be 29 years this coming March. 29 years, folks. I have tried to quit at least twice, maybe three times. And our Father in Heaven said, no, you're not done yet. And kept reopening doors for us to be on here. And, of course, the last one we opened was with Melody Cedars from Discount Gold and Silver. She said, I'll pay for your shortwave time on 6115. So you can thank her that we're still on the air on shortwave for sure. And thank you all of you all for supporting us so we can go on a few more stations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you for that. Thank you so much. But tonight we're going to do something you've never done before. We're going to have a prayer meeting. And like I said, I'm going to find out how many people seriously, understand the seriousness of the situation we're in. I'm going to lead in prayer in a minute, and I want you to call in and keep the phone lines full with your prayers also. I'm asking you to pray tonight, folks, not for the healing of America, but for the healing in the body of Christ. That the body of Christ will quit being so apathetic, indifferent, and ignorant to what's going on. Will you pick up the sword and shield, the entire armor of God, and get into the battle? But in Psalms 100, I want to read to you first. In one passage you all know, 2 Chronicles 7:14. But I want to read to you tonight something that's very important if you're going to be going to prayer. This is what it says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Now listen to this verse, folks, very carefully. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So when you go to prayer, one thing you want to remember to do, folks, is to enter in with thanksgiving and praise for what he's doing. And a quote in a verse that we've all heard read and quoted many times. 2 Chronicles 7:14. By the way, go ahead and fill the phone lines up. We want to hear from you tonight. It's your chance. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I don't care if you're male or female. First time callers, we love. If you want to pray for the church and forgiveness for the church, the body of church, and ourselves personally for letting all this happen to this land, tonight, tonight you pray and repent. But in 2 Chronicles 7:14, very clearly it says, If my people, which are called by my name, please let that sink in. His people that are called by his name, not the heathen, shall humble themselves. Oh my gosh, people, the church in America needs to humble itself before God. We have been the most cocky, stiff-necked, perverted, hard-hearted, ignorant people in the face of the earth in this country over the last many years. You know that. I'm telling you the truth. You may not like what I'm saying, but it doesn't change the truth whether you like it or not. That's just the way it is. We need to come to him tonight in repentance and understand what he's telling us now. Let's move on. If they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, if the church will turn from their wicked ways of indifference to what's happening, or lack of courage to stand, or lack of faith to believe, whatever it is that we need to repent for, folks, we need to repent as his church. See, if my people will do that, then I will hear them. I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now let that just sink in if we go to prayer. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, and boy, we need to do that, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If that didn't make you tears come to your eyes, knowing how much we failed, folks, I don't know what will. My heart is broken for our country, for our children and grandchildren. My heart cries out to our Lord for forgiveness for my own sins, and I have them. I truly do. My heart cries out for forgiveness of my own sins and for forgiveness of the people that call themselves Christians who've done very little, if anything, to stand for the truth and stand for the dominion of God in this land. Not just inside the four church walls, but dominion in this whole land. We were told to disciple the nations. Not just tell them about Jesus Christ, not just lead them to salvation, but disciple them to teach them the laws of God that they may go out and form nations and communities that are going to glorify God and Christ as their King. We haven't done that. Not in my lifetime. We haven't done that. Well, I'm going to go to prayer first. I'm going to get to your phone calls. I'd like to hear the phone lines full. I think I got like four lines open. I got two unfilled already. I want to hear from you tonight, folks. If you don't call and pray tonight, then don't tell me how serious about this nation being changed. The only thing we have left is a prayer. We don't deserve it. We're not going to change it on our own. No matter who you vote in or vote out, you're not going to change what's coming on America, because America has sinned beyond any chance of man helping it at all. And it's our fault that we forgot that in the first place. Unless the church repents, we will all perish as a nation. And remember, judgment begins at the house of God. I'm going to go to prayer right now, please. Father, I come before you tonight in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. I praise you, Almighty God, for the blessings, for the mercies you've shown us for so long, for the patience you've shown us for so many years, waiting for your children to hear and seek your face and turn from the wicked ways. You protected our land. You blessed our land. And we have cursed you. We have mocked you. We've ignored you. Even in the so-called church in America, We've ignored your ways. We've ignored your will. We've ignored your laws. Become an antinomian, which means without law, people that call themselves your people. We no longer believe in obeying the commandments, except when it's convenient for us. We no longer believe in trying to live holy and expose evil. We go along and get along. Folks, we're guilty of this. And Almighty God, you know this. You see it. Your heart's broken for it. You get no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's what your word says. You want all to repent. That's why we're still here. To let all that will come and drink the water of life freely. And Father, I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ to forgive me. The man you called to preach the gospel perhaps, and maybe even as a modern day prophet. Forgive me, Almighty God, for my lack of faith, for my stubbornness, for my lustful desires, for anything in my heart, Father, that may be contrary to you and your word. Please, Almighty God, forgive me. You bless me beyond measure. You give me a fine wife, a nice home, food on the table, good health. You bless me all my life. Even before I knew who you were, you blessed me. You had mercy on me. Almighty God, thank you for that. And Father, I come in the name of Jesus and ask it to forgive the church. The ones who say they love you. The ones who won't get involved in worldly affairs, knowing that the church, that they think the church should not get involved, that we shouldn't further the kingdom of God on this earth, that we shouldn't promote your commandments, that we shouldn't stand for righteousness in the face of evil. They've tried to divide themselves from the political scene in the sense that they want to let the man pass the laws instead of seeing that your laws are upheld. And Father, it's our duty as your body to further your kingdom on earth, not man's. Well, yeah, we bring people to church. And Father, we hear pray prayers of confession. Perhaps I pray they really mean it and that they really have been born again. But we fail to disciple them in your word and teach them your commandments that we are to have dominion on this earth as you command Adam for your glory. The nation not fallen because the nation is evil. The nation's fallen because the church has become cold and indifferent, ignorant of the truth. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you forgive me personally. Please forgive me for my sins. And Lord, open the eyes of your people that they may see that they need to repent. Our nation is in dire straits. Our only hope, Father, is in you. But we know repentance is a key to healing in our personal lives. And in your body, Father, I know this is true. And Father, in his precious name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master, our Savior, our King, help us, Father, to see these needs. Forgive us for our indifference and for walking away from a fight that you put us here to stand in charge and be in charge of. For not causing this nation to follow you, causing it, Father, not suggesting it, not trying to vote people in office that are the lesser of evils, but standing for your word and demanding that your law be fulfilled in this earth. Forgive us, Father, for that failure. The founders of this country, the early ecclesiastica in this nation, the church, knew these laws and commandments, and they set up whole communities, Father, governed by your word, by your statutes, by your judgments. We lost that. Lord God, forgive us. Instill in us once again a desire and a fire in our hearts and souls to proclaim your truth and your judgments and statutes in this land, to see that evil is punished and righteousness is upheld. Ask in Jesus' precious name and for your glory. I praise you for this. Amen. All right, we're going to go to phone lines. Only two people called in so far. Only two people. I thought the line would be packed by now. People want to pray on the air. Let's go to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, you're number one tonight, and thank you for calling.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
I've been looking forward to this.
Well, thank you.
God is listening.
Yes,
our God is listening to us tonight. He is listening. Heavenly Father, please help your children to see a way to your glory and your light is through your truth, your words, and your love. Heavenly Father, show people that it is no one else's fault but their own for the evil that they commit, the evil that I have committed, that we have all committed, that without your love, your glory, your leadership, we would not be right. Heaven is a beautiful place, and if you must take it, I understand it is your will that we must, it is your will that we must live with, live by. Your wrath is well deserved for what we have done, for what the people of this world have done. Evil has led us, and evil must be stopped.
Yes.
And if you must take us, take us, God, please forgive us. Forgive me for all that I have done that went against your word. Heavenly Father, I have seen heaven. You have shown me parts of heaven. And I am waiting, Lord, for the day you call me home. Help me, God, stay strong. Help us all stay strong. And help the people realize that it is not our shepherd's fault that we've lost you.
Amen.
It is our fault we lost you. We have your book. We have your words. We can read. We are to help the shepherds, not just the shepherds help us. We must repent. We have to. For if we don't, heaven won't be there for us.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Praise you. Praise your Son. And all your glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sis Jan.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank
Let's move
you,
to another caller.
For doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. You're more than welcome. Thanks for being there. Folks, just found out we only have two lines working tonight, so go ahead and call real quickly. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. We only have two lines working. Let's go next to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. You're more than welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Butch. Oh, blessed Father, I come to your presence by the very person of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior. Through the blood of the endless covenant, O God, that your Son shed for me. O Lord, even in all my rebellion and my rejection of your word throughout my whole youth, O Lord, you always see the end from the beginning. You've known my beginning, and you do know my ending. And Lord, I just thank you so much that Jesus came and gave his life so I can have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I do weep and I do cry over the vile things that I see in this world today. And, Lord, I weep and I cry that for so many years I was a part of that. But I thank you, oh, Lord, that you met my need, that you saved me from so many things, and I acknowledge every one of you, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I've put myself in positions when I should have been dead so long ago, but I know that you knew my ending from the beginning. And, oh, Lord, you watched over me even in all the wicked and evil things I have done. But one day I bowed my knee to you, and I'm just so thankful that you've stayed with me all those many years. And, Lord, that I am in your service now. But I know, oh, Lord, that I need cleansing. Oh, Lord, I need your blessed touch upon me each and every day of my life. And, Lord, help me to cling to the sword of the Spirit, your word, oh, God, and overcome all the evils, oh, Lord, by wearing your armor, knowing the peace that passes all understanding, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, who makes intercession for me and lifts up Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for this nation, O Lord, who once was a blessed nation, who cried out to you and you met their needs, O Lord. O Lord, and we came forth, but as we prospered, we moved away from you. And, oh, Lord, it's happened so many times throughout all of history. Oh, Lord, we do cry out to you, oh, Lord, for one more chance. Oh, Lord, may we all bow our knee to you. Ask for cleansing, oh, Lord, that our prayers would be heard to come into your presence.
Yes.
That we would love our fellow man, O Lord. And, O Lord, we would walk as the woman before me prayed, O Lord, by your word, by the good shepherd. O Lord, may I be able to say something or do something to other people, O Lord, who would bring them to you. May I be a vessel of light, O Lord.
Yes.
And all the darkness be removed away. Oh, Lord, I do just thank you, and I bless you, and I praise you, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name.
Amen.
And I thank you for the family that I've had, the church family, with Call to Decision, and others who are of similar mind and similar spirit, oh, Lord. And I do just thank you. I thank you for the team that I'm with now, oh, God, that we, oh, Lord, try to walk in the power of your might, oh, Lord, to save not only babies, but to save the women, to save their husbands, O Lord, who sired them. And, O Lord, may we be vessels, O God, that would bring forth goodness throughout this nation. I can't pray for the whole world, O Lord, but I can pray for the here and now and where I'm at right now. And I do just thank you. I thank you for this program. In Christ I pray. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. What a blessing to have you on our family, in our family. Thank you, Joe, or thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate that so much. The man is such a humble servant. What a blessing part of the family. Let's go. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to our brother, Joe. Joe, welcome.
Yeah, I'm here, Butch.
Good to have you, Joe.
Thank you very much. You know, the world is a rough place, but God's grace is still more than sufficient.
Amen.
And I know that you've been mentioning about my wife, and she's getting better. She's had some really powerful takedowns of the devil, and this raging infection she had has really been going on for quite some time. But I'd like to just offer a prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you in your Son's name of Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, our Messiah and our Redeemer. He's a King, and He is the Master of our life. Gracious Father, I thank you so much that in all times of trouble, you're still there with us.
Yes.
We may feel that you're far away from us, but you're still there. And those days that we really need you, we know that we can feel your hugs and your gentle kisses and your love and your compassion. Lord, I lift up this nation. But more so, Lord, I lift up the church because the nation has been damned.
Yes.
But I pray, dear Lord, for the remnant saints. I lift them up before you, dear Lord, in your graciousness.
Hang on through the break, Joe. Finish with you after the break. Don't be in a hurry, okay? Back and poke after the break with all the phone calls. 844-769-2944. Sorry about that, Joe. We'll get back on there in just a minute.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're in the middle of a prayer meeting tonight, and the prayer meeting in Plymouth is going to wrap up in about half an hour when we do. I'm asking everybody that can and will glorify our Father to call in and say a prayer of repentance for themselves and for the church in this nation, that we would do the right thing. I hate that happened right in the middle of Joe's prayer, but Joe's with us right now from right here in West Virginia saying a beautiful prayer before our Father. Joe, please continue.
Gracious Father, you know that your mercies endure forever. But I lift up the church, dear Lord. I pray that you will take down those who are there for their own selves. I pray, Lord, that the congregants will recognize these things and begin to stand up and tell these pastors, especially many of those pastors, dear Lord, practice charismatic witchcraft. I pray, dear Lord, that they be exposed, and I pray against the darkness that is working against them. I pray against the Luciferian system, not so much in the physical, but the spiritual war that's taking place, and that your glory and the mighty angels would begin to tear down those strongholds so that those who are truly in love with you will recognize the truth. Lord, I thank you that you've showed me how to overcome one of several sins in my life. And I thank you, Lord, for that repentance. And I pray that you continuously let it grow. And Lord, I lift up my wife, Kelly, and ask you to forgive her of her sins so that she can become the woman you want her to be. And Lord, I lift up the church in a way that, because of the remnant saints, dear Lord, there's a great tribulation and persecution coming against us. But I lift them up, Lord, that those people will not cower down, and they'll stand firm to the end and be refuge from the storm, even unto our deaths. Lord, we give you the glory to touch each and every one of our hearts to seek you out, and me as well. Convict me, strengthen me, and guide me, and all those who, seeking your love, to come before you, Lord, and the power of the Holy Spirit, to know that we can be overcomers and that we can give our lives to you so that our sins will be laid bare in front of us and that we will come in repentance of heart. In Christ's holy and precious and beautiful name, we pray these things. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Joe, for such sweet prayer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For the call. All right. Talk to you soon. Let's go next to New Mexico and let's talk to our friend Mick. Mick, come on in and talk to the Lord for us, please.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
Hey, we need to say a prayer for Armenia and pray about America at this moment because they are being attacked by the fake Israel and Turkey.
Well, that's true. But right now I'm asking to pray for repentance in the body of Christ. In this world,
and
in especially in America.
All these churches who have brought this HA fire on that country for no reason, they should pay the penalty for what God has for them.
There's
a penalty, and I would not want to be in their shoes.
I hear that. But do you want to say a
Psalms,
prayer of repentance?
Let's start with Psalms 83.
Okay.
Now, who's Psalms 83 about? Esau, Edom. And these people who proclaim these Jews are God's chosen people. They're fools.
Well, they have been deceived,
let's
keep it on
there. Right?
That's what I said. But let's keep the night. I want so much for this to be a prayer meeting, Mick. I'd like for you to say a prayer
calling my people. Pray for Armenia, then America.
And pray for ourselves for forgiveness for our own sins. And pray for the body of Christ. Okay. All right, Mick, I appreciate
it. Problems.
Okay. All right, Mick. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. All those things are so important. But tonight I'm asking to stay on track with the forgiveness for ourselves and the body of Christ for the church's failure. Do what's told to do. The phone lines are open. We got 25 minutes left. The phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. Who else tonight's listening? Anywhere around the world. I know he listens all over the world, or in Canada, anywhere else. Somebody listens tonight, they want to say a prayer, asking for forgiveness for ourselves, folks. Repentance starts in our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own souls, for ourselves. Unless we clean up our own backyard, we certainly can't tell anybody else how to clean up theirs. Repentance starts with you and I, and it should spread into the body of Christ first. The body of Christ needs healing. The body of Christ needs direction. The body of Christ needs more faith, more courage. The body of Christ needs wisdom and knowledge in Christ. The body of Christ needs to stand for what's right no matter what the cost. The body of Christ needs to quit compromising with the world and go along, get along. We've got to speak the truth of Christ in love. And that's what the church is here for. The phone lines are very quiet, and I really thought tonight the phone lines would stay full, but they're slowing down. Let's go next to North Carolina and talk to our brother, Mike. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. Thanks for being there and for offering us an opportunity to pray on the air. I'd like to start by saying, Dear Lord, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, and I'm asking you to help me draw closer to you and to be a better witness. And for those that I just can't seem to reach, I'm asking you to move in their lives. I'm asking for help for the bereaved and those behind prison bars. And for those that are struggling with their faith. And I'm asking you to help us, Lord, to motivate your people to stop the shed of innocent blood in this country. And Butch, that's what's most important to me. It's what's laid on my heart.
Amen.
And I'm thanking you for it, for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome, Mike, and thanks for being part of the family for so long.
It is a family, too. It is.
Yes, it is. It truly
and,
is.
I'll be thinking about Crystal and I have friends, Eloise, she's a struggling elderly lady on a ventilator. And I'd like to see an awakening in this country.
Amen.
If we could have an awakening and some repentance, we wouldn't have these troubles. And we wouldn't have them we are.
If the church would just turn back to God and ask for forgiveness and stand on the hind feet. Good call. Thank you, Mike, for being here. God bless your heart. Thank you.
Love you a bunch. I'll see you.
All right, talk to you soon. We're going to get another phone call, I promise. But, folks, we've got to ask for the zeal the church once had for Christ. We've got to ask it for ourselves first. We've got to lose the shame of talking about Christ in public and His commandments and His word and get rid of the fear. Fear is idolatry. Did you know that? Fear is idolatry. We're worshiping the wrong spirit. That is idolatry. Think about that. And so is worry, by the way. Worry is idolatry. We're trusting the wrong strengths. Let's go next to Timmy in New York. Timmy, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch.
Hello, Timmy.
Heavenly Father, right here. Heavenly Father, please cleanse us spiritually, physically, and mentally from all imperfections, omissions, commissions, pagan holidays, the weak and beggarly element. Please quicken in us the gut that we have. Please give us the concentration, the clarity, and focus like we've never had, but which you've ordained for us. Maybe if we have to totally separate from this wicked world, so be it. There's nothing left in this world. Please give us that focus and drive. Please stop the shedding of innocent blood. Most of all, stop the human trafficking, the pedophilia, and all the different socialist states. Well, you can do it, Father God. But it's not partaking in pagan holidays, just the heathen do, or the stupid pagan doctrines that the churches do. If the church is offensive, then please find us a group of believers to fellowship with. Please cleanse us mentally, physically, give us direction and focus such as we've never had.
We're yes.
Here to succeed and not to fail. We repent deeply and sincerely in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling, brother. Thanks for being there for us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What a humble prayer. And it's so sweet. So sweet to hear God's saints cry to his name. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's go to Alice. Come on, Alice. Welcome to the program, sweetheart.
Hey, Pastor. And no one's touching upon what I find to be really bad. Lord Jesus, in your holy name, you know that this country has become as Israel did. I think it was during Jeremiah's day when you showed them, maybe it was Isaiah, when you showed them that hole and how that your people were bringing pagan stuff into the church and worshiping it. We're no different. Lord Jesus in heaven, I know the Jews and I know that the Southern Baptists and the Apostolics, was it? One of those.
Yes.
You know who it is. You know they've been given money. I think there was another one, too. To these people, this BLM, whatever, they've been given money to all that stuff, Jesus, and you know that's totally against you. I come against those churches. I ask you, Lord, in your holy name, the people that are giving money to their churches, feeling that they're giving it to you, help them to find out where it really is going. And Jesus, as they said, please forgive us our sins, and please help us not to repeat them, please.
Amen.
Help us, Lord,
yes,
to totally turn away from them. Totally turn away from them. And Jesus, if you have to do us as you did Israel back in that day because there's so many that refuse, so be it. Your perfect will be done, not ours. I'm sick and tired of us worrying about ourselves and money. Money, oh, I'm so sick of it. And I know these people have families. I know they need to take care. But God, and you're the most important thing, not money. Help us, Jesus, to put our priorities where they belong. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sis, for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for being part of the ministry. Thanks for being part of the family.
Oh, thank you for letting me.
Well, hey.
Bless you, Pastor.
No, I didn't have to let you. You were born into it. Okay. So, but thank you, Alice. God bless your heart.
Thank you.
Talk to you Thursday, Lord willing. All right, folks. Again, I got phone lines open at 844-769-2944. It's been sweet to hear the prayers, heartfelt prayers. It's good to know some people that actually see the need to repentance in their own lives and for the body of Christ. If his people could get their lives straight, this nation may see a small space of grace. But if we don't stand in the gap, you and I, no, not Trump, and not Biden, and not the Supreme Court, and not the K-State House or the courthouse, not even the so-called church house any longer, but the people that truly belong to God, if we'll stand in the gap, seek his face and repent, maybe, perhaps, by His grace and mercy, He'll give us a little bit of time. Folks, I promise you that if our prayers are not sincere and heard, next month is going to be a nasty, nasty month to be alive in America. I know that's Bible. I know it's true. I can tell you right now that it's happening. But maybe, perhaps, by the grace of God, we have a prayer if we repent before Him. The phone lines are open. I can't believe the phone lines are quiet. We've got 15 minutes left and phone calls aren't coming in. I thought we'd be packed tonight. And people all over the country that write to us and call us will be on air tonight wanting to pray for forgiveness for themselves and for the body of Christ. And for wisdom for us to stand in the truth. And to know what to do. And when to do it. And how to do it. We've got to quit deceiving ourselves and thinking that by voting for Republicans or Democrats, we're going to change this. Folks, voting for the lesser of evils is still evil. You say, Pastor, we have nobody else to vote for. Then don't vote. Ask our Father's will be done. Give it to His hands. Let Him choose the one He wants. If we deserve judgment, we will get judgment. He'll point leaders over us who will punish us. That's the truth. That's Bible. And even though you vote, that doesn't mean that He's not putting the leaders in place to judge us if necessary. Folks, repentance is key to salvation for us as an individual and as a body of Christ. You need to do what's right. It's never right to do wrong, never wrong to do right. Now, I ask people tonight that's listening to call and share their prayer requests, and I haven't had a new caller yet. I'd like to thank them that we have more than 6 or 8 listeners. I really would. I'd like to think we have thousands upon thousands of listeners that would just be chomping at the bit to say a prayer on the air and sincerely ask the Lord God to forgive them and the body of Christ for their sins. I really thought this would be a night of wall-to-wall phone calls. Now, I'm not chastising anybody. I'm not. I'm just saying like it is. I feel disappointed that this wasn't packed with phone calls. I talked to Church Jack today. Remember, he had the meeting in Lynchburg last week, calling the sheriffs cross country to come and join him. Yeah, about 200 people showed up. 85 of them were sheriffs. 85 out of the whole nation showed up. We have 55 in West Virginia alone, and we're a small state. 85 showed up. Disappointing? Absolutely disappointing. But it's really not surprising. It really isn't. It's sad, but it's not surprising. A people that forget God long enough become callous to God's word and His needs and His will, and they become callous to what's going on. And that's where we are in the nation today. Let's go to our brother George in New Hampshire. George, welcome and come on in, my friend.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
And hello to the audience. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Hello?
Yes, oh, I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to just, I appreciate the opportunity to say a prayer. And I say a prayer not only for my earthly family, but for my church family, which I'm thankful to God that He's brought us all together and given us this place. And,
amen.
You know, I look around the table at the Bible study, and I see people who are humble people, real people, who have their trials and tribulations. And I pray for them and for yourself and Marsha Jean and my family and all the families out there who are struggling like now. But just I thank God that He still holds back from us falling over the edge. We're drawing closer and closer to it, but He's still giving us a chance. He's still allowing blessings to come through, but He's taken away enough to remind us that without Him and His blessings and His love for us, without us honoring Him and loving Him and appreciating Him and His precious Son, that in other words, and all that the saints have done before us over the years and are doing now, we don't appreciate the blessings, and we're seeing now what happened to other places that did not give glory where glory was meant to be, and that's with the sovereign God. And I ask the Heavenly Father that in all things he glorifies himself because he's worthy of glory, far and beyond anything that we humble,
amen,
imperfect creatures could ever imagine and ever offer.
Amen.
I just say that thank God that even in this darkness that's sweeping across the land and the world, that we still see lights, like the little firelight that we see here tonight, that in that darkness, that I just ask that we may shine with his glory, and to him be the glory. And at the same time, I just pray that he uses us in all our imperfections to his purpose and glory, and that no matter what happens, we can never blame him, saying that we haven't been given enough chances. On that note,
amen.
Pastor, God bless you, and I'm glad you're there. God bless.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. What a sweet call. What a sweet call. By the way, I'll share this when we get the next caller. If you study history at all, and I think you do, when this nation was founded in Plymouth, they had planted crops, and they needed rain. Now the Native Americans, the Indians, were there with them. And this strange group of people were praying to a God the Indians did not know. And they prayed and repented first before God, saying, if we've done anything to displease you, our Father, please forgive us. But we ask you to please give us rain for our crops. And it comes such a gentle rain. It rained for several days to get the ground thoroughly moist and the crops grew. The Indians, the Native Americans, were so impressed that the pilgrims' prayers were heard by their God. They started asking questions about who the pilgrims' God was, and many of them were led to Christ. That's historically true. Why has the church lost that power? Not the power is not available. We just haven't sought it. Gary in Arizona, call back in again. Gary, go ahead. What's on your mind, sir?
This is a prayer, but I have to make a statement here to pray. The good book says that the field is ripe to the harvest, but the laborers,
yes,
are few.
Yes.
Pray for the Lord of harvest that he would send laborers into the field. So I pray, O blessed Father, again I come before your throne of grace. And Lord, I ask the people that truly know you and believe in you, oh Lord, that they would look at themselves, oh Lord, that they would repent, just like I got to repent, like Butch has got to repent. We all had to repent. Peter had to repent. James, every apostle, they had to repent. So with repentance comes mercy.
Yes.
So I pray,
yes,
that God will have his mercy on repentant people. And people would stand up and take that cleansing to the highways, to the byways, to the hedges, to the workplace, to the marketplace. The apostles all went those places looking for people to come to the blessing Savior Jesus Christ. It's you can't do that within the four walls. You have to, if you want to go to a church and pray there, that's fine. But please, please take it with you as you leave. And I'm going to tell you that the Lord says, if we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, which Butch,
yes,
talked about in the beginning, oh Lord, that one person could put 1,000 to flight.
That's true.
Now, Gary didn't say that. That is written in his holy writ.
Right.
And it is written there for us, oh Lord, to exercise the blessing that you have gave us, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And Lord, I pray that people would, okay, take a good look at themselves and take a look at your neighbor, the store clerk, wherever you go, and let them see your light shining, oh Lord. Oh Lord, this is the terror that is going. People are scared to death, and they need you, and that's who they need. And Butch, God bless you for what you do, and blessed Father, I thank you, oh Lord, that you do hear our prayers.
Amen.
And as
Amen.
Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Gary. What a sweet call. Down about 3 minutes left. I'd like another phone call, too. I really would. 844-769-2944. Folks, this is not my broadcast. I'm just a servant here, just as you are. You say, well, you're a radio talk show host, you're a preacher, and you a New Testament prophet teaching things. But no, folks, I'm just a servant. I am just a servant. I don't know how else to put that. This is not false humility. I mean what I'm saying. So don't feel shy or embarrassed or to call in to speak to us. Don't do it. Do you know that if you feel like you should call in and don't, that you're going to get a whipping? And secondly, you're denying who God is in your life. You're actually committing a sin of idolatry because you're worshiping fear more than you are obeying the faith. 844-769-2944. I would love to hear from you, get another phone call too before we go off the air tonight. I know this program is not huge. It's not got the listenership many, many other programs do. But I want to tell you right now that if two or three people are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Tonight we had a lot more of that gathered in. He's in the midst. He's hearing our prayers. If our prayers are sincere and heartfelt, he hears our prayers. And he's willing to forgive and heal us as individuals and the church if they repent. We have time for another call, like I said, if you hurry, and I wish you would fill another lineup real quickly. Got about 1 minute left. And I want to thank you for being out there with us tonight. All that were there and listened, those that didn't call that maybe should have, you can deal with your Heavenly Father with that yourself. I have before myself and got whippings from him. That means he loves you, that you're not a bastard. If he chastises you, that means he loves you. You're one of his. And I want to thank for all those that did call in and for all those listening every night all over this country and around the world. I want to thank you for helping us stay on the air. And by his grace, may reach out a few more people on the east coast of Florida tonight. That there is some people out there, there are people out there that are willing to stand for the truth and repent of their wicked ways and seek God's face. That is the only hope we have. My grace, God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Don't miss that, folks. We love you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.